This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The last 3 years of financial viability for you. That'll be how we spend our hour together. No, not just a little something to think about. I think we all think about our finances every day. And I think sometimes we worry too much about what tomorrow will bring. Sometimes tomorrow takes care of itself. If, in fact, you are preparing well for the future, and one of the ways to prepare well for the future is to know what's going on around you right now in all facets of your life. Let's find out from one of our charges here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, on duty with me, Doug Steffen. So, Victoria, you can take a back seat for a moment. Jennifer has a trending story for us to discuss and consider.
Well, Victoria can chime in on this one because it involves her homeland, her home city. Well, her old home city. How about that? Her old home state of New York, New York City in the focus. New York actually became the first major American city to halt new vehicle licenses for ride-hail services. We're talking about Uber and Lyft, dealing a pretty significant setback to Uber in its largest market in the United States. This is according to the New York Times. The legislation passed overwhelmingly by the city council, and it'll cap the number of for-hire vehicles for a year while the city studies the industry. Now, it matters because New York's move to restrict the number of ride-hail vehicles and to establish pay rules for drivers, another step no major city has taken, by the way, could provide a model for other governments that want to rein in the industry. So New York's taking a pretty aggressive stance. It also raises questions over how fast Uber can continue to grow with these caps being applied to them in big cities or across the country. The company's been valued at $62 billion. It plans to move toward an initial public offering next year. And I guess this has been applauded by people who drive yellow cabs because she said these cab drivers are having trouble actually surviving with the
Because their service sucks, for God's sake. Why don't they wake up to that?
That's not entirely true. So New Yorkers use yellow cabs more than they use Uber. And so, but the problem is where it's really hitting the yellow cab owners, you have the medallions, which is the license that you have to buy to operate a yellow cab. They, at one point, they were $1 million a medallion. And so now they're less than 100,000. And so I've talked to many cab drivers about it, and a lot of cab drivers are family owned. They pool together their resources to buy a medallion. They share the car. It's really affecting so many people, and it's more than just saying, oh, well, Uber's better, so, you know, it is a big deal, and I applaud New York for doing this and putting a cap on it, because, you know, if not, you're going to wipe out an entire industry, and a lot of people really need to survive in that industry.
Marketplace.
Well, it's added 80,000 vehicles to the road in New York City, and apparently the rideshare, Uber and Lyft rides are doing 17 million rides per month. That's pretty significant. And so New York is not only saying, look, let's just see what the impact is of this car service, but let's also talk about the fact we want drivers to be paid a minimum wage. This could completely change the Uber and Lyft model, where right now drivers are not given a minimum wage, but a piece of the action of their drives. So it'll be interesting to see if this changes exactly how things are set up.
This stop the meddling. This is a business, for God's sakes.
Well, the
and
other
people should get paid what they're worth or what they derive in income.
The other big impact that this is having, Uber and Lyft, is creating such a traffic problem, because when you add 17 million rides a month, when Bloomberg was mayor, he created bike paths, which take up a significant part of the road now, and people use the bike paths a lot in New York. And he also started made a big push towards mass transit. And so he made it was more difficult to be driving in and out. He didn't want people driving in their car, commuting into the city and in and out every day.
I remember, Victoria, there was a consideration given to do what London has done. You have to pay $10 to drive into the city of London during the rush hour.
You have to pay 13 or 15 if you don't have Easy Pass to go through the Lincoln Tunnel and the Holland Tunnel. So it's this, essentially it's a similar thing. Yeah. But coming from other boroughs, they've also upped the amount of how much it costs to go in and out. But that was something that Bloomberg did. And you know what? The traffic patterns were a lot better. Everybody seemed a lot happier with it. And then now Uber and Lyft started under de Blasio. That's not de Blasio or Bloomberg's fault. That's just when the technology came around. But the fact that all these cars are now completely congesting Manhattan. It's a crazy thing. When you look at how much it should take you 20 minutes to get downtown, it's now a minimum of 45. And it's just these massive SUVs that are all Uber and Lyft cars.
Blah, Blasio. Boo, Boozio.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the boo.
Well, I think he's just sort of like...
Why is it that we have, in our big cities, why are the top three cities of our country, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, have boobs for mayors? Why is it that there isn't somebody
Bloomberg.
Really...
I liked Bloomberg. I didn't think he was a boob.
No, I'm not talking. Bloomberg was fabulous.
Yeah.
He'd be a good president.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about right now, Blasio is a boob. Number two in Los Angeles, what's-his-face, running for president all over the place, hasn't seen Los Angeles for months. He doesn't even know what it looks like anymore.
Right.
And what the heck is
Rahm Emanuel doing to make Chicago better?
I know.
Nothing.
Jeez.
Hack.
It's a
hack
area in that city.
Right. Yeah, it is. So anyway, in a moment,
people
let's get
an update. People have voted for him or protesting him.
Yeah, well, they ought to.
Good, they should.
Let's get an update on the fires and the volcanoes after this on the DJV Show.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all stages situations.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning. Stylish. Sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
I'm Ernesto Hernandez, Purple Heart recipient from Iraq and founder of Wounded Paul Project. Every day in the U.S., we lose 20 veterans to suicide. At the same time, in the same day, thousands of dogs in shelters are euthanized. The Wounded Paw Project strives to bring these two together by training shelter dogs to be service or comfort animals to our nation's heroes. We save a paw to save a life. Go to woundedpawproject.org to learn more and to donate. That's woundedpawproject.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, let's get an update on some of the disasters. California fires What's the latest as that thing continues to trend and not seemingly get under control? It looks like it's just going to have to burn until it burns itself out. And maybe half the state gets burned up with it.
That's the latest. Well, there are 18 fires burning in the state of California right now. The one that I'm paying a lot of attention to is burning closest to me. That's the Holy Fire, and that's in Trabuco Canyon in between Orange and Riverside County. They arrested someone for starting that fire on earlier in the week, and he lived in the cabins that were actually destroyed. You hear about these cabins that were destroyed as part of that fire. The arsonist, the person that they suspect is the arsonist, was the only one who didn't have his cabin burned, and he was standing out there watching people run and flee their homes, laughing at them in his underwear. So,
ew,
not the most
sicko.
Yeah, and then I guess he took him off for the police and just obviously not in the right state of mind. So he is arrested under suspicion, a couple of counts, I think, felony arson. And resisting arrest. Mendocino Complex fire is the biggest fire in California history. That's burning in Northern California. Over 300,000 acres. It's the size of Los Angeles has burned in Mendocino. When you put that in perspective, it's hard to wrap your head around. And firefighters said this week, Cal Fire, that it would not be contained until most likely September 1st is the date that they're shooting for.
Yeah. Wow. So it continues. My daughter and grandson family went up to camp in the Sequoia National Forest, the park up there, this week. And so I talked to Megan last night up there just to see what was going on. They're a long ways away from the fire, but still, the way things go, you never can tell which way the wind blows, literally and figuratively. Mm-hmm. But they're having a great time. Miles went kayaking yesterday. And Miles was afraid at first when he got in the kayak. He wanted to get out. But after they got him about 30 seconds, he was standing up. Let's go. Let's do this again. Yeah. Right, exactly. Hawaii and the volcano. It isn't over yet, but apparently it's slowed down a lot, Victoria. Is that the story? That's the report that I've seen anyway.
That's exactly what I've seen as well. It's the lava has, we talked about it, I guess this is probably a month or two ago now, at the speed that the lava was traveling, that people didn't even have time. Like, it was really a lot faster than what you think of as lava kind of very slowly creeping around. Now it is apparently back down to that speed, not nearly as bad, but still, the damage is still being assessed.
It is what it is. It's Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Here's the difference in Mother Nature doing damage and man doing damage. Every year, 1,200 people try to climb Mount Everest. There are studies that have been done in the last couple of years about the corpses, the people who have not made it. Oh. What happened to the corpses? Most of them just stayed. They got frozen.
You
just passed
them on the way up?
Exactly. Right.
Oh.
Yeah. And now, the study of what happens to people's excrement when they go up the mountain. The average person leaves 60 pounds of poop as they climb Mount Everest. So there are 14 tons of human waste laying around, some of it at the base camp and others just along the side of the mountain. And so if it's not handled properly, somebody has studied what happens. There's the magazine
Doesn't
called
it just
Outside
freeze?
Magazine. Yeah, right. But if things happen and global warming takes place, the worry is this peak will become a, quote, fecal time bomb.
Ugh.
And the mess could slide back toward the base camp. So, big pile of poop headed down.
So gross.
Yet another reason to not want to climb.
Not climb it, exactly.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting, though, how you never think about stuff like that, right? Who thinks about that?
I'd be more concerned about passing dead bodies on the way up, but, I guess poop is also a problem.
Poop and bodies. Let's hear it for the Poop and Body Report here on the DJV program at 21 after the hour. You're listening to Doug, Jennifer, Victoria on DJV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Music time here on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, and I have Ariana Grande in our sights at the moment. Took to Twitter yesterday to announce a performance series titled American Express. Ex Ariana Grande, the Sweetener Sessions. Is it American Express Times Ariana Grande? Why the ex? She's got a new album coming out. Why do we call it American Express? Why not just leave it?
That just means American Express and Ariana Grande.
So why not put a plus sign instead of an X?
Because it's a cooler, trendier thing to put an X.
I guess I'm not cool, and I'm not trendy.
For a long time.
Wow. Look at me out to lunch. How about that? All right. Well, it's not about me anyway. It's about Ariana Grande. She's going to treat fans to three performances at small venues, one in New York, one in Chicago, and one in L.A., following our discussion about how wonderfully run those three cities are. The release of her new album, Sweetener, first event taking place in New York at the Irving Plaza. Where is Irving Plaza? I don't know that. Is it? Where
is it? Yeah, that's one of my favorite venues. It's really small. It has like a little balcony up
really?
Around the whole upper part of it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Where it's all standing room only.
Is this something started in part? Will there be more of this after the success of Bruce Springsteen and that sort of intimate Broadway thing? Do you think some of these bigger, the people that are used to singing for huge crowds will change their venues and maybe have a little more of this sort of thing?
Yeah, I think these artists want to do these small gigs because they're so used to just playing stadiums where they don't really get to see beyond the 20 in a row.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that they want to do these fun little one-offs.
Yeah, pretty much every artist I've seen talks about how much they love being able to see the audience faces. And I saw Harry Styles last year, I mean, he was in One Direction and they were playing stadiums. And then his very first tour for his album, he went and did these little tiny shows with like 1,000, 1,500 seats where you were really close. So it's, I don't know, and it's a pretty cool experience, I think, for the artists and the fans to get to see someone that big that close.
Yep.
Unless you're only interested in the money, and then that's what changes. But this is not about the money. This is about connection. So this is the first one is on August 20th, right after the MTV Video Music Awards. Then the next one is at the Vic in Chicago on the 22nd, and then out to L.A. at the Ace Theater on the 25th. Where's that, Jennifer? I don't know.
I was trying to figure that out. I have no idea.
You'll be able to get your tickets if you have an American Express card starting today. Then the album will come down on the 17th, which is available now for pre-order, okay? So if you're an Ariana Grande fan, as the dogs are, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah, right. All right, next up, Britney Spears in the musical focus. For the last 10 years, she's been a strong supporter of the LGBTQ community. Reached out to fans struggling to come to terms with their sexual identity. She's spoken up for the entire community and was even given the GLAAD Vanguard Award this year. So she started on the leg of her Piece of Me tour in England. She made a stop at Brighton Pride, shared an exclusive Pride-themed edition of her perfume Fantasy, which the proceeds benefit the GLAAD movement. She tweeted the news saying, "Looking forward to celebrating love and equality at Pride Brighton tomorrow. To help kick off the celebration of the special Pride edition of Fantasy, available now at super drugstores in the UK." But the anti-LGBTQ Facebook page, titled "A Million Supporting Marriage Equality," reposted an article about her new fragrance, saying that they would not support this fragrance. Boycott, the caption reads.
What always makes me laugh is how many people in this group were going to buy Britney Spears' fragrance anyway.
Right.
I highly doubt a lot of them were going out to buy it. So saying boycott it doesn't do anything. It's not going to affect the money that she
Although when her perfume first came out, not going to lie, I had it 15, 20 years ago. It was in a blue bottle. Oh, yeah. It was good.
All right, kind of nonsensical. 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
There's a common thread I see every time I'm in the field.
Well, this was burning. You were saving other homes.
Neighbors helping neighbors and strangers alike.
No official first responders. They're just volunteers going in and bringing folks out.
This is what America's about.
Sometimes it's nice to see all the good that's out there.
We have seen it in community after community after community.
Watch NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, evenings on NBC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your venues for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Following a roundtable with governors, state attorneys general, and cabinet officials, President Donald Trump told reporters he wants to implement prison reform that includes training programs for those behind bars.
The bill expands vocational educational programs to eligible federal inmates so that more of them can learn a trade, and that's what we're doing. We're teaching them trades. We're teaching them different things that they can put into good use and put into use to get jobs.
With low unemployment and a tight labor market, Trump says companies are looking to fill positions even with former prison inmates. The roundtable comes during Trump's 11-day working vacation at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. At the Pentagon, Vice President Mike Pence unveiled the Defense Department's plan for a U.S. Space Force.
To prepare for the next battlefield, where America's best and bravest will be called to deter and defeat a new generation of threats to our people, to our nation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Don't snooze, you lose. If you're snoozing and the DJV show is on, I'm Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria is going to update us on yet another item that is T-R-E-N-D-I-N. How do I spell it?
Oh, boy.
Trending. Oh, it's T-R-E-N-D-I-N-G.
Yes. Well, plastics are trending, and not for a good reason. The pediatricians, the American Academy of Pediatrics, has actually put out a warning that's a pretty strong warning to parents to not let their kids have lunch boxes and lunch containers that are made of plastic. So don't wrap your kids' sandwiches in plastic wrap. Don't use plastic containers. Don't let them drink out of a plastic thermos. They're saying that there's all sorts of things. This affects puberty. This affects hormone levels. This can affect ADHD. There are so many things that they're now finding in this new report. The report focused on 6 additives to our world, which are not good. BPA, which is in the lining of metal cans, unless you specifically buy a can that says BPA-free. Which is important to do. And so BPA is in a lot of different plastics, and that actually can mimic estrogen, and it changes the timing of puberty. It decreases fertility in boys. It increases body fat in both boys and girls, and it affects the nervous and immune systems. It also affects male genital development, and later on in life can actually contribute to heart disease. So they say make sure that BPA is nowhere near your kids, and especially in baby bottles. Plastic baby bottles, make sure that they are BPA-free. One of the other warnings, and this sort of should be common sense, but do not put any plastics in the microwave, including baby bottles, is in this warning. Don't put them in the dishwasher either unless you're running on a cold water cycle. Anytime, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago with plastic water bottles, anytime that plastic gets heated up, all of those horrible chemicals leak into whatever is in the container. And so when your kid's lunchbox can get kind of hot if it's been sitting in the classroom, or the plastic sandwich bags, the Ziploc bags, or whatever you use to put the sandwiches in, same thing. If that gets warmed up at all, you're just cooking all of that, all those chemicals into your kid's foods. And they say avoid plastic wrap when possible. Use wax paper and aluminum foil, which I'm not a big fan of aluminum foil either. I would probably leave that one off the list, but yeah. Wax paper is safest for wrapping up your kids' foods.
All right, so the takeaway is that doctors have been warning not to microwave your children's food in plastic containers. And so, yes, that's something that makes great sense. There are so many things we're doing to ourselves, or we have done, in the name of convenience and making it fast and quick. This goes hand in hand, in my mind, with this new discussion about fluoride and the toothpaste. The so-called experts who worry that more people are using toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride in it, so they say. I bring this up because it is going to be on people's minds today and this week, and maybe it's been on your mind already. Maybe you believe, as I do, that there's not much good that comes out of fluoride. I haven't used fluoride since maybe been a teenager, when Toms of Maine first came out, which would have been in, I think, the 70s. I think that's when that first lived, 60s, 70s, somewhere in there. But I was aware early on of this. And so we have this discussion debate going back over authority. That's really what this is. And maybe part of my attitude is that I'm so anti-authority. Maybe that colors my... I'll ask you, the three of you, to tell me whether you think my judgment is clouded because I so find authority distasteful. Most of the time, in my experience, authority comes in and says, this is this and that's that. Ken Kronhaus and I argue about this all the time because he pretty much toes the line of the American Medical Association, and that's against, you know, anybody who says anything against fluoride in the ADA or the AMA's mind is an imbecile. But there are too many arrows that point to this being just really like the other things we've done in terms of convenience. The fluoride, the stuff that's in the air, all kinds of things that there is pretty much proof positive that they're bad for you. Yet these people make so much money. They're so corrupted by the system that buys. I remember going when I was selling raw milk on the farm. I went to the kosher, whatever the kosher stamp is, I forget what they call it, and they didn't test anything, they didn't want anything, they wanted $5,000. That's all they wanted. Okay, we'll tell everybody that your stuff is kosher approved or that it is kosher if you give us $5,000. Okay, well, the same thing happens when you get the ADA, the American Dental Association stamp on toothpaste. You're paying them, in this case, hundreds of thousands of dollars, same thing from the AMA, and no one who has any credibility will deny that. But they still, most people don't know it, so they see that logo and they go, oh, wow, this is credible.
And also, if you think about it, every time you go to the dentist, you get free samples of toothpaste and toothbrushes.
Right.
Check out what the brands are. It's never Toms of Maine. It's always Colgate.
Crest.
So obviously there is a connection there. It's just like any, I think for some reason I think we tend to treat dentists differently than we sort of have a skepticism about some doctors. Dentists are the same.
I remember having an argument with when my children were growing up, they had a friend who was a fabulous young woman, and she became a dentist. Her father's a dentist, and I went to him once, and we had this huge fight about cavities and fluoride, and you know, he told me that I was an imbecile, basically, because I didn't believe what the ADA said, so I never went to him again. But
see, you know, I have the opposite experience. My dentist is actually, I love my dentist. She's awesome. She's very holistic. She actually said to me, because I haven't used fluoride in toothpaste in a long, long time, years, probably since high school is when I started. And so she said, you know, the truth is, you get so many fluoride treatments when you're a kid. There's so much fluoride in our drinking water. She said, you don't need fluoride in your toothpaste because you're getting it from other places anyway. Mm-hmm. And so, and it's like vaccinations. At some point, you don't need to get vaccinations anymore because you've already blocked the problem. So you get so many fluoride treatments as a kid, you really, once your adult teeth come in, you're still getting those treatments and all up through grade school. And then every time you go to the dentist, there's all kinds of fluoride treatments that you get. And it's after that point, you know, her point was like, look, you don't really need to keep adding fluoride. It's not doing anything at that point.
Well,
I'm sure she's very unpopular. Yeah. I'm sure she's very unpopular with the ADA.
Well, it's just more ways of extracting money out of people. Buy it. Not at all. Okay, so let's keep moving here. Shall we do some people in the news? Let's pause for a moment, and then we'll go through the list of some of the folks who are in the news, including Brock Turner. That's coming right up here on the DJV Report.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just $1 or less. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supply, see store for details.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Thousands of charities, from international organizations to local churches, raise money through silent auctions, often featuring gift baskets donated by supporters. They frequently include bottles of wine, beer, or other spirited prizes. But it turns out that in many states, the liquor laws prohibit such baskets, especially in places like churches or community centers that have no liquor license, even if the bottles remain unopened. The legislature in one state, Colorado, is about to repeal that old law and leave charitable fundraisers free to do their best. Many of these legislators have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that fundraising ideas are not the government's business. But many states still require permits and fees for such events. If your state is one of them, it's time for you to act.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-264-0319 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-264-0319. Again, 800-264-0319.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, some people in the news. You remember Brock Turner, He was convicted of sexual assault at Stanford University, but the judge gave him a 3-month suspended sentence. And the outrage that came as a result of that, I remember listening to all of the three of you and me as well, thinking this guy should have been hung up by his fingernails. And what was the last thing? It was in what was the term he used, because he said he was having, want to have sex with her with her clothes on?
The outer course.
Outer course.
The most ridiculous term I've ever heard.
Yeah. So anyway, his family decided they were going to appeal his conviction, and they have lost big time. The judge was sort of excommunicated. He got thrown out, didn't he? He was impeached and then, or lost, whatever.
He was voted out.
Yeah. Voted out. And Brock Turner and his arrogance and his father and his family all got slapped around pretty good this week because the appeal was denied. So it's good. I think it's good news as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the story of 54-year-old Carlton Henderson. This is a guy from Arizona accused of killing two people 30 years ago in Boston. Bizarre end to his life. He was found hiding inside a freezer at a brunch spot in Manhattan, Sarah Beth's restaurant. Henderson jumped out of the freezer, grabbed a knife from the kitchen, attempted to attack some of the employees. Employees were able to wrestle the knife away from him, lost consciousness before having a heart attack, and then he died. But the story doesn't end there. Last year, he was charged with the murders of two Boston residents in 1988. They were shot in a parked car. And then decades after that, police tracked him to a St. Louis Airbnb rental, arrested, extradited back to Boston, indicted on two counts of first-degree murder. The indictment, based on statements that he made to police during an interview in 1993 with the feds, but a judge ruled the statements were inadmissible because the interview had been conducted with the promise that anything Henderson said wouldn't be used against him.
Hmm.
So he was.
What kind of interview is that?
Yeah. Can I get one of those?
Like, right.
Did I ever commit a crime?
Yeah. Investigators still trying to determine why he was in New York, and more importantly, what he was doing in the freezer.
And more importantly, why was he in our favorite brunch spot? That's literally our weekend go-to brunch spot before we moved out of Manhattan. And that was the freakiest thing. This blew up my phone. Everybody was like, okay, I guess we're not going to Sarah Beth's anymore for brunch. It was so bizarre how he even got into the building, what he was doing on the Upper West Side, why he was in a freezer. I guess he was in the walk-in, not like an actual, you know, refrigerator. Right. But still, the whole thing is so weird.
Yeah. All right, next person in the news is Representative Chris Collins, who apparently turned himself in to face multiple insider trading charges. Another wonderful score for a member of Congress. The indictment charges Collins with 11 counts, including wire fraud, securities fraud, lying to the FBI. The indictment also charges his son and a fellow who is the father of Cameron Collins' fiancée. Cameron Collins is the son.
The son, right. His
All
future father-in-law.
Right.
Well, what's weird about this, he's fighting it, and he's actually running for re-election anyway. He's not dropping out. He says, I'm still running. Because he worked for this company, this drug company, or was on the board of a company that was doing a cure for MS. And I guess they found out that the trials failed. He tells his son then tells his father-in-law. I guess the father-in-law is the one that actually sold the stock. But Collins actually lost. He took a hit of $1 million+ because he didn't sell his.
Huh. We'll get him anyway, Jennifer. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Resuscitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Joining us now on the DJV program is Ronnie McMullen, who's the CEO of Get the Tea. You're familiar with us talking about Life Change Tea, and there are all kinds of reasons to go to their website, getthetea.com, not only to order Life Change Tea, which is fabulous. I'm drinking it every day when I'm on the air. That was really how you got started, Ronnie, right, with a Life Change Tea, because of what you found out about your own body, what you needed to help get rid of the bad stuff that's in your own body, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was a motivator. It's funny what things will motivate you, but it motivated me, and now it's, you know, things are a lot better. When you get the stuff out of your body that shouldn't be there, I call them intruders. Mm-hmm. Your body functions so much better.
I think that's a fabulous way to talk about it. When I talk about it on the air, I use that term, get the intruders out, because that helps people understand. When you refer them all as sort of intruders, people get that. Let's talk about a couple of the other products. Allicin, A-L-L-I-C-I-N. What is that? How does it work? And why is it an important part of what you're doing at GetTheTea.com?
Well, you know, I'll try to be as brief as I can, because that's a big pill, and I don't mean in size.
Literally.
I mean in power.
Yeah.
Allicin,
right,
is the healing part of the garlic clove. So when the garlic clove gets bruised, allicin's released into the garlic, and it heals the body, or heals the body of the garlic. So with allicin, you're not just getting garlic that's kind of stinky garlic, which we all know the benefits of garlic. We're getting actually the healing part of the garlic clove, which the allicin is. And so when you take allicin, I'll just put it this way. When I take allicin, I am rarely sick. No flus, no colds. I can walk into a room full of sick people and do really well. One of the other things, it does really good things for your blood. So it's very supportive of your blood pressure, very supportive of making sure your blood is good. So I have people that flock to this all the time. In fact, it was so popular that I had to build a bigger bottle.
Really?
We have two sizes now because people would just buy multiple bottles of Allison like it's, you know, never going to be there again or something. So now we have a bigger bottle, which is like a 4-month supply.
Yeah, I can see where, once you explained it, garlic is a very important, I guess, interceder when it comes to having things that will affect your immune system. Garlic, you hear that all the time, is very good. Garlic, onion, that sort of thing for your immune system. All right, colostrum, another thing. As a dairy farmer, I understand colostrum, how important it is to get it into our calves when they are born, but people get it. The mammarial gland that we all, as mammals, this ability to make sure that we're healthy early on. So, how do you encapsulate colostrum? How do you capture it?
There's a way, and if it's one of those ways that I'd have to kill you if I told you. No.
Thank you.
But one of the things that's kind of funny, and I'll ask this since you're a dairy farmer. If a calf does not receive the mother's colostrum, what happens to the calf?
Within 8 hours, it'll die. It'll have no immunity and be subject to anything and everything that's crawling around in the barn. So most of them will be dead. If not in 8 or 10 hours within the first day, you got to get that stuff into their system right away.
Yep. Well, this shows you how important it is for a calf. So what do you think the benefits would be going into a human body? So this is why colostrum really works on the immune system. And our immune system is broken down, and there's many reasons, and that's a whole show in itself. But this helps our immune system, and this helps us to get better. And so I've watched people with tummy problems, and they go, oh, I can't hardly eat. It's not just spicy food anymore. I'm hurting. My stomach hurts. And they'll take this colostrum, especially in the bag, they'll take the colostrum within 3 days. They're so much better. So we've had great success. And, of course, we have three flavors. We have vanilla. We have chocolate. And the newest one is mocha. So it's like going to Starbucks and getting
a Starbucks. Right. All right. So here's the story. All these products available online at GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV and your shipping is free. So you want things that will make your body better, healthier. Life is better when you feel good, and you feel good with these products we've been talking about. Get them at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Discount code DJV for free shipping. It's the story that is important from Ronnie McMullen and Life Change Tea.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.